Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, but I was just sitting there enjoying the music and didn't know I was up. Welcome. I'm so glad you all are with us today. What a beautiful day. We'll have church and then we'll have rain afternoon. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm Pastor David Branson. If you're first time with us today, welcome. I'm so blessed that you're here to worship with us today. Just a few quick announcements. Fill out your Connect cards. If you're a regular attendee, you can just put your name on there, or a visitor, your information for a newsletter, or anything that we can help you with here in the church. I would appreciate you putting that, dropping that in the offering plate as it comes around today. Well, today is Grandparents Day. How many grandparents in the house? Just about everyone in the house. Well, today is Grandparents Day. And we are having a little potluck luncheon after church today in the fellowship hall, so be sure to come and join us for that. We'll have a great time of food and fellowship, so I look forward to visiting with you all over there as well. Reminder of our praise gathering is Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. We are going to incorporate our healing and communion service into that Thursday evening service, so no Wednesday evening service. We'll be incorporating that into the Thursday praise gathering that we have. So I encourage you all to come out and join us for that this week as well. United Methodist Men are having their garage sale next Saturday. So if you have any items, Michael Garrett's under the weather this morning, but he's sort of the facilitator for that. But call the church office if you have anything that needs to be picked up this week, and we'll try to make those arrangements. So, one other item that I would like to bring to your attention today, we've got notice from UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief. They have started a fund to help the refugees coming out of the Middle East. So if you'd be interested in helping out with that relief effort today, if you'd like to write a check and drop it into the offering envelope, that's fine. It's called the International Disaster Response Advance. And if you just put on there refugees or something noted on your check, I'm sure that picked to the right place, and UMCOR is on the ground there now. If you're not familiar with that, that's our relief agency through the Methodist Church. They do great work, and they have been on the ground with those folks trying to help their situation, alleviate their suffering. So if you're interested in that, you can drop some money in the offering plate today as well. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered
As you proclaim our faith in your Son, help us embrace the more difficult journey of turning our minds from human things to focus on heavenly matters. May we be found faithful when wisdom comes to call. We pray for the faith of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The verse says, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I, whom you have redeemed." So isn't that nice that we can lift his name on high and sing?
Drug you down with them, kind of thing. You haven't been the friend that struck down one of your other friends now, have you? Boy, they're all in denial. No, never was me. Well, you know what? Sometimes we think something's a good idea when our friend comes up with it, and it's really not such a good idea. It ends up getting us in trouble, doesn't it? So today, our scripture's telling us to be wary of those people that can get us in trouble. There are people out there that want to do nothing but get in trouble. You believe that? That would be none of you, right? You would not. You don't just want to get in trouble just for the sake of getting in trouble. No. I've got them right where I want them now. Well, Solomon, and in Proverbs, is telling us to seek wise counsel, wise people. That can be your grandparents. That can be your parents. That can be a teacher. That can be your really smart pastor. Losing them here. People that have wisdom are the ones you want to ask advice of. And when they give advice, sometimes like our parents, we say, I don't want to do that. Right? Amen. Well, it's wise advice, and we should listen to people with wise counsel, right? Right? So that's what I want you to leave here with today. Don't seek out those that are going to get you in trouble, but seek out those people in your life that can give you good advice, and when they give it, listen to them, okay? Can you do that? Yeah, let's try to do that, right? Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we seek to gain our knowledge of you, Father, as young people and adults alike, let us be faithful in seeking out those of wisdom and to listen to that advice. The scripture is the number one place to receive this good advice. Father, bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good deal. All right, Sunday school. Guys ready for Sunday school? Okay. struggle with health issues. Emma Orrick is praising God today for being here. God is good all the time. Works. He woke me up this morning, and I love him, so Emma, God bless you. That is a praise. Karen Snyder is asking for guidance in her life as well. Job issues. So we continue to lift you up, Karen. Darlene Church's birthday today as well, so happy birthday to Darlene. So. And today we are thanking God for all the grandchildren. Miss Ann is thankful. Your baby, he's a big baby back there. And Corey is here today. Corey, we're glad you're here celebrating Grandparents Day with your grandparents. So we are so blessed with all the children and the grandchildren that are represented here today. There are many things on your heart, I know, this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, you have heard our long list of those in need this morning. Father, we pray your healing touch upon them, that we would continue to seek you out when healing is needed for ones we love, friends, family, and for ourselves, Lord. Father, each one of us have a need, and we pray that you would meet us at the point of that need, where hopelessness and fear overwhelm us. Father, let us feel your presence. Father, you can hear from our pleadings this morning that our heart breaks for relationship problems, for job issues, for illness and sickness and strife in our own families. Father, even in the church, there is discourse. I pray this morning that those things would vanish from our presence. Father, I pray this morning for each one of us that we would come seeking to find you. Father, how can we find you if we're not even looking? I pray that for each one of us today. We would find Jesus on the road with us. Father God, we do come with praises as well. We continue to witness miracles in our midst. We continue to witness your work among us. Father, I give you thanks for that. We are praising your name today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are weak and in need. Our world is weak and darkened. Father, I pray for these refugees that are fleeing violence and bloodshed, seeking only a better way of life, seeking only to protect their children and grandchildren. Father, I pray that the world would open its arms and receive them, that we as Christians could be the example of Christ to them. Father, darkness overwhelms us. Even on a day of glory, when we come into your house, we bring darkness with us. Father, I pray that as we leave today, we can leave it here, because you are light in that darkness. As we leave it here, in this place, it is transformed into light. And for that we pray. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be in ministry to this community. Keep us strong in our faith. Keep us mindful of the work you have set out before us. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be your witnesses. Father God, we're grateful. And we pray together in your name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
live near the church. I'm about maybe 10 minutes away or 15, but in that time span of coming here to church, sometimes your joy gets taken away, something happens. So I wanted to share Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, so that when somebody disrupts you, and we know it's Satan, remember these words and get that joy back in. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
Amen. The heavens are telling of the glory of God. Let us join them in singing God's praises. Let us live out our joy by sharing from our abundance to the glory of God. Would the ushers please step forward to accept our gifts?
may be seated.
Father God, we ask that you would add a blessing to the reading of your word this morning.
Father, let us hear these words strike anew within our spirit. Father, be with us now. Let us prepare ourselves for wise counsel. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I think it's safe to say that Solomon here is telling us that God is pulling no punches, right? You parents and grandparents, when you advise your children on something and they spurn your efforts, how did you feel? Did you ever tell your children or grandchildren, you got what you deserve? I like to say, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Does that strike a chord with any of you? Has anyone told you that?
Yes.
You know, fool is a very powerful word. When I was a kid, I would say, call someone a fool. And my mom would say, that's not a nice word. Don't ever call anyone a fool. There's a lot of people being called a fool in our scripture this morning, isn't there? See, Mom, it's okay to call people a fool. With love in your heart. I like this as well. They point out a simple person. What does that mean? Because I'm always bragging. I'm kind of just a simple guy. The scripture's telling us the simpleton. Sometimes I resemble that remark as well. When we're simple in our thoughts, we can be without guidance. We can be without moral guidance, right? We need to study a little bit. There's some characteristics of a fool. Do you know what they are? You probably have some. Here's a few. They have no moral background. You know anyone like that? I do. They hate authority. You know anyone that hates authority? Sometimes we hate authority. Do we have disregard for others? We don't care if that hurts someone else. We don't care if your feelings are hurt. I've got this to say. Tough. I don't care if it hurts. You ever hear the truth hurts? If we do it with malice and evil in our hearts, are we showing Christ love? No, we missed the mark a little bit there. How about arrogance? Boy, I'm pretty good, aren't I? You hear me all the time say how good I am. Then you leave here and say, man, we have an arrogant pastor. Just joking. How about pride? Pride can eat us alive, can it? Pride ties into all these other things. How about self-control? Anyone like chocolate-covered Entenmann's donuts? We were shopping on Saturday and I bought a box of 8 donuts.
How many are alive?
Be quiet, I'm not answering that. My self-control, I said I'll eat one. You know I'm a diabetic. I finished them all in one day, thank you very much. You can't eat 8 donuts in one day. Back in my real heyday, I could eat 12 Krispy Kreme donuts in one sitting. Nancy used to work on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. Krispy Kreme donuts were there. I picked her up from work. Well, I always had a good 45 minutes to kill. I'm just going to have a cup of coffee while I'm waiting. If you stand there long enough and look pitiful, they give you donuts right off the little fingers coming out. I would eat all they would give me and then buy 3 or 4 more. No self-control. It was 285 pounds, but that had nothing to do with it. And Chick-fil-A was across the street, so I'd swing by there first to get a couple chicken sandwiches and then go over and have some donuts. Two of my favorite things in the world. Right across the street from one another. Wow. God is good. Well, you know what? If we live these lives of foolishness and bad things happen to us, why do we complain about it? Never complain about what you permit to happen in your life. How many of you do that? Boy, there's none of us would raise your hand on that. I do. God, I think this is the best way we have this today. God, why did you let this happen like this? I know I'm the only one here that does that. We got a few different kinds of fools here. The atheistic fool, the one that believes there's no God. I can't take that to a laboratory and prove it. So, there's no God. It can't be proved. And then there's those that just say, God doesn't exist. That's sad, isn't it? Materialistic. Any of us here materialistic? I'm going to get away from this. I'm going to be pretty proud of myself. I don't really care about things anymore. We've been doing some spring fall house cleaning around our house, and I'm okay with just hauling it off to Goodwill. See my recliner on. And my TV. We like to collect and gather things, don't we? We'll do whatever we can to gain more stuff. We'll work a second job if we can have the Super King package. If I can get a new iPhone 6 Plus, I'll work a little extra. By the way, I'd like to have an iPhone 6 Plus, please. Look at her, she says. Andy's going to give me hers. Oh, sweet. Okay, never mind. How about the worldly fool? Anybody here just love what the world has to offer? You know, many of us get caught up in this. I do too. Here lately, I've been talking about the dark world out there. The dark, evil things in our world. Do we have to go very far from our parking lot here to see evil in the world? We see evil in the world in our parking lot. Sometimes I see evil in the world in here. Do you believe it? Evil is sitting here among you all, if you didn't notice. Cast it out. You would think we could do that in the church, but you know what? We cast it out. We chase it outside that door and it comes back in this one. That's the way the world is. We need to cast that evil, that darkness out of our hearts. That's where God lives, in our hearts, right? Because evil can follow us anywhere. The world. 1 John tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Can we not love the world and love God too? That seems easy enough. We can do that, can't we? We're pretty smart people, can't we? We're very wise. We have room within us to have a few nice things that the world offers and still have room for God, right? When does God get pushed out of our lives? When something else fills that space, right? We always say there's a God-sized, the hole you feel inside you, that's a God-sized hole. The only thing that can fill that hole is God. If we try to jam the world in that hole, you can never have enough stuff. That's how big God is. You've got to be careful of that, folks. How about the self-righteous fool? I see these all the time. Self-righteous, what does that mean? Two men went up to a temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. That was before they become Republicans. Now they're just publicans. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like any of these other jerks in here today. That's what the Pharisee had on his mind. Thank you, God, I'm not like these other losers in here. I don't pray that. I'm the loser. Now the publican, when he got up to pray, he went off in the corner. He couldn't even look up and see the Holy of Holies. He couldn't even see where God could live, could be. He kept his head down. Pharisee said, I'm not like these adulterers, these extortionists, not unjust, or even as this publican. He fasted twice a week. He gave tithes all that he possessed. He gave to the church. When the publican prayed, he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Even me, a sinner. He couldn't even look up to what God was representing to him. He knew he was a sinner. Any sinners in here today? Yeah, well, some of you I need to talk to after church. The only way that we can be righteous is through Jesus Christ, right? That's our only hope, folks. That's our only hope. How about those that are so religious? They are just so full of themselves with all their religiousness stuff. Another kind of fool. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. You know, religious people give Christianity a bad name, don't they, sometimes? What's been the biggest defeat for Christianity? Christians. Christians hurt Christianity more than anything else in the world, right? We always say, as a Christian, we're loving people into acceptance. There's unlove in a lot of Christians. That lovingness is not there. Sometimes our churches are full of these people. With that happening, it's hard to get others to come in here and look around. You know, I used to have people that I would talk to, people I used to work with, and say, I'm not going to church, it's full of hypocrites. I'm like, you're absolutely right. That's why we're there. Come and join us. You'll be among good company. Why else wouldn't you go to church unless you're a hypocrite and a sinner? You wouldn't need it, would you? So you folks aren't here today because you think you don't need the saving grace of Jesus Christ, right? You've got it all together. You're just coming because some of your friends are here or it's something to do on a Sunday morning. We're here because we're sinners. We're here because we're broken. We're here because we need prayer. We're here because something... Does anyone's life have nothing wrong in your life? All of us have something. All of us have a cross to bear. Did you bring your cross with you to church today? Or did you leave it at home? That need that you have at home is the need you bring to church. When I prayed earlier about the darkness that comes into this place with us, let's leave it here. This is a place of light. The darkness cannot survive in the light, can it? We don't put our lampstand with a bushel basket over, do we? The light takes it away. Matthew, God's response to that is, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. We've got to know God. We've got to look. We've got to look for Him. Verse 22 in Proverbs, how long, you simple ones, will you love being simple? Are simple people, now see, this is tricky, isn't it? In what context are we using the word simple? Simple means You're a baby in your faith. You maybe don't even have faith. You're open to evil. When evil presents itself, you're more than willing to grab onto it. We've got to be strong. We've got to be wise. Wisdom. Did you catch that in Solomon? He evokes the feminine tense here. Wisdom is standing in the middle of the street. Wisdom is standing in the aisle of this church, screaming out, listen, listen, listen. You ever seen the thing on, this is going way off track, and I'm a little long, but I think this is funny and it means something. Have you seen the little video on YouTube or whatever it is about the little boy talking to his mother? They're at their grandmother's house, and it's Linda, and the little boy is saying, listen, 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 Linda. He's calling his mother Linda. Has anyone seen that? It's hilarious because you know what? The little boy is trying to convince his mother that he is the wisdom one. Yes. Yes. He is trying to convince his mother that grandma lets us do this stuff when we're at her house. It's okay. We can have cookies and cupcakes because grandma says it's fine. But the part I like about that, wisdom is telling us in the scripture, listen, 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 listen. This little boy is saying, listen, listen, Linda, listen. Listen to me. Linda, you listen to me. I have it right. God's wisdom voice is what we're looking for here today. Wisdom is in our midst. It's right here. It's in our midst. It's with wise people. You know, grandparents, this is a good day for this message because grandparents, a lot of times in our lives, are those wise people. What makes grandparents wise? Because they've already made the mistakes. They've already messed this up. So they can say, hey, this hurts, so don't do this. It's not that sometimes grandparents are just wise because they were born with this knowledge. They burnt their hand on a stove and they can say, don't put your hand on the stove, it's hot. See what I'm saying here? People with wisdom have lived through the times that we don't want to necessarily want to live to. But how many times have you told someone in your wisdom, don't touch a hot stove, and they run over and touch the stove? They do just what you told them not to. When I got married the first time, my stepdaughter, she was about 18, 19 years old, and her mother, everything her mother told her not to do because it was bad for her, she'd go out and do it. So after a few years, and she was just here, so I'm going to talk about her a little bit, because some of you met her. They live in Texas now. But I started saying, you know what? Tell her what you don't want her to do, because I guarantee you she'll slip. Don't want to make that bad decision, because that's going to hurt you. Say, go out and make that. That's a great decision. Go do it. I really think you ought to do that. She guarantees you she won't do it. We've got to know that wisdom is worth listening to. John Wesley speaks of this. I've got to get a little Wesleyan here. The Wesleyan quadrilateral. You know what that is? That's a big one, boy. It's our guideline. Scripture, tradition, experience, and reason are the four things that John Wesley told us we needed in our life. Number one being Scripture. The very Word of God is where God's wisdom is revealed to us. Amen? Are we going to read our Bible for this week? Yeah, sure. I'm challenging you and I'm convicting you right now to get that Bible open. I'm telling myself that I don't read the Bible enough. Chances are you don't either. We need to read the Bible. We need to find out what it says. We need to gain our wisdom through the Bible. God speaks to us through our Bible. These things we're talking about all come with warnings and hazards, didn't they? You remember what the last part of that, the last verse there in that chapter? But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Who wants to live without fear or harm? That's pretty good, isn't it? That's what it's telling us here today, that if we listen, if we seek wise counsel, there's warnings here, but there's also hope. Do you feel hope now after all of this? I roughed you up pretty good this morning, you bunch of sinners. You fools. You know, I don't really like that. No, that doesn't happen. I'm not set up, doesn't I believe? But you know what? We all have a little foolishness in us, don't we? Thus, the title of this message today. What was it? That's what I mean, folks. We willfully show our foolishness sometimes. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, we do. But God has sent us wisdom. Her voice is louder. Can that wisdom's voice be louder than the voices of the world bombarding us every day? Sometimes we have to seek it out. Sometimes it's a whisper, isn't it? And in that, it itself is a lesson. That in itself is a lesson. So folks, I encourage you this morning to seek wisdom in the Scripture. That we trust people or grandparents, trusted spiritual guides. I hope some of you have people in your lives. I hope all of you have someone in your life that you can give them the spiritual questions and say, I wonder why I feel this way. I wonder where God is in this moment. It's very important. We've all agreed we can't do this alone. We can't do this alone. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for these wise words. These words from Proverbs, from Solomon, from the wise counsel that he surrounded himself with, Lord. These messages from Proverbs can enlighten and change our lives. Father, thank you for this gift. Thank you for the gift of the Word that changes lives, the living Word. Thank you, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today, God will take care of you. Please stand as we sing, God will take care of you. Number 130. Do you believe God will take care of you? Amen. Amen. Don't forget about our Grandparents Day luncheon over in the Fellowship Hall. Please come over and join us for that. Receive this blessing, this benediction. Father God, as we leave this place, let us go seeking your wisdom and willing to share the wisdom you have bestowed upon us. Father God, we love you. Go with us now from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.